الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. At the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one time Hanzala رضي الله عنه, who was a very illustrious companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I'll tell you a little bit about him so that you can then understand the context of the story and the incident. Hanzala radiallahu anhu was a companion of the Prophet who eventually met his end martyred in the battlefield. He gave his life for the sake of Islam. And it comes in the narration that he had gone out to the battlefield while he was in need of a ghusl. He had gone out in the battlefield while he was requiring ghusl. And he was martyred and killed in this condition. And as the ruling goes, that a martyr is not bathed or shrouded, but he is buried as he is, except if he was already requiring a bath prior to his death. And that was the condition of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. But nobody knew of this. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he then remarked and said that, "I see the angels bathing Hanzala." That the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to honor Hanzala radiallahu anhu and to make sure that he would be buried in a pure and clean condition. And since nobody else knew of his condition, that he required a ghusl, a bath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to bathe the body of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. And the Sahaba even say that we saw water dripping from the locks of his hair. And so this is who Hanzala radiallahu anhu was. And this was his status from amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such an illustrious and noble person. Now, before that, one time, he was sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet ﷺ is telling them about the life of the hereafter, the fire of hell, the gardens of paradise, the greatness of Allah. And the iman was at such a state and such a level. And when he left that company and that gathering of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he went home and he sat with family members and began to laugh and joke and talk. And he all of a sudden realized that there is a difference in the state of my heart. I was different. I felt differently when I was there in the masjid, sitting with the Prophet of Allah, listening to the talk of the hereafter and the talk of iman. And now that I've come back home, the condition of my heart is completely different. And this led him to the conclusion, he said, that I must have become a hypocrite. Because a hypocrite is one whose situation or his condition or his behavior at one place or one setting and a certain situation is different, and then he behaves differently otherwise, because his heart is not pure. So he said, I must be a hypocrite. And from this we understand and we learn that the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet of Allah, these are the people whom Allah has praised in the Quran time and time again. Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-ladina ma'ahu أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that they are those people who are strict and harsh and firm against the enemy, but very loving and compassionate with one another. Every time you see them, either you find them in ruku' or you find them in sujood, and they want nothing in this life other than the pleasure and the blessing of their Lord. This is who they are. Allah says in the Quran, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Men who have fulfilled, who have completed, who have followed through with the promise and the oath that they made to Allah. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. These are men, these are people that are not distracted away from their obligations to Allah by any worldly means, by any temptations, Nothing of this world can distract them from their obligation to Allah. And they fear that day when they will be resurrected, and on that day the hearts and the eyes will be overturned. So these are those Sahaba. But these same people whom Allah is praising in the Quran, they constantly used to worry about the state of their hearts and the state of their iman. That where do I fall? Am I a believer or am I a hypocrite, a munafiq? So Hamzala, being one of them, he also felt this way. And immediately was concerned about this. He went to Umar radiallahu he went out confused in this condition. He met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "What's wrong, Hamzala?" He said that, "I am a hypocrite." He said, "That's impossible. You're a true, honest believer. We know you." And so he explained to him his predicament. "I feel this way when I'm with the Prophet. When I come home, I feel differently." So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "You know what? My situation is the same, so I must be a hypocrite as well." This is Siddiq. This is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he says, "I must be a hypocrite as well." Then when they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then put their concerns and doubts to rest and told them that an hour for this and an hour for that. That every human being has different needs and circumstances and situations, and you will be influenced and affected by the environment that you are in. But the moral of the story and the lesson from this incident is the constant concern and awareness that they had, where do I fall? Am I a hypocrite? And they were so critical of themselves, constantly analyzing their behavior and the condition and the state of their hearts and their actions and their deeds, that where do I fall? Am I behaving like a hypocrite? And this was all the Sahaba. Umar radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, the confidant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam had given the names of the hypocrites at his time. Umar radiallahu anhu used to go to him and confirm with him, "Am I from the hypocrites? Am I amongst those people?" And he used to say, "No, ya Umar, you're not from those people." So that's how concerned they were constantly. And in the verses that we're reciting in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah speaks about those same exact things. He defines for us who are the hypocrites and what is their behavior. What are the indications of hypocrisy? Our deeds lead us to understand the actions that are coming from this body. What I'm saying with my tongue indicates to me what's going on in my heart. Allah says, "Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqat ba'duhum min ba'd." That the hypocrites, they help one another, they aid one another. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. They enjoin evil. They tell people, they encourage them to do evil. And they prohibit, and they stop people from doing good deeds. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. And they don't spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're stingy with their money. They only spend on their own desires. They don't spend for the sake of deen. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah and the rights that Allah had upon them, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also forgotten. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines for us the behavior of, then Allah in another place in the Quran, He also gives us another indication. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand for salat, they're lazy. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They stand to show the people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. There's very little actual or true remembrance of Allah in their salat. It's a facade when they pray. So we have to evaluate our prayers. Am I lazy in my salat? How do I stand in salat? The Prophet ﷺ tells us the qualities of the hypocrites. He said, if you find these within you, all of them, you are a true hypocrite. If you find some of them, then you have some aspect of hypocrisy in you, and purify, cleanse yourself of these things. When he speaks, he lies. A hypocrite, when he talks, he lies. When he is entrusted with something, he breaks that trust, he violates it. When he makes a promise, he gives his word, he breaks his word. So we have to evaluate ourselves, look at ourselves, right? Today people find this difficult. Why would I call myself a hypocrite? But that's why I explained initially, that was the outlook and the understanding that the Sahaba had, and that's why they were who they were. And on the other hand, the qualities of the believers, many places in the Quran Allah mentions. That the people of Iman, they are the ones who enjoin good, they forbid evil, they establish prayers, they give zakat. Physically and monetarily, they do whatever they can whatever they are required to do in the service of Allah and in the pleasure of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in many other places in the Quran, they are people, when they stand in the salat, like the munafiqeen are lazy, when they stand in the salat, they are vigilant, they are aware, they are conscious, they are devout when they stand in their salat. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَامِتِينَ like Allah has commanded. So الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ that they are devout when they stand in their salat. When like the Prophet says, they break their word, the munafiqeen, they violate the trust. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ believers, when you give them a trust, when a believer gives you his word, he'll always keep his word. He'll never break his word. He'll keep his promise to you. And many, many other qualities, many different places in the Quran. So this is the month of worshipping Allah and developing taqwa and coming to the masjid and fasting and sacrificing. Let us utilize this month to purify, to cleanse ourselves of those bad habits that Allah has described the munafiqeen with. And let us try to inculcate the habits and the qualities of the believers so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may inshallah join us amongst their ranks on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.